Today, the Justice Department announced the results of what it's calling Operation Global Con. Officials say the 14-month-long investigation of internet and other scam artists led to hundreds of arrests in several countries. NPR's Adam Davidson has that story.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez was quick to point out that he can't take all the credit. He has to share it with his counterparts in Canada, Costa Rica, the Netherlands, and Spain. He says they've all been working hard to arrest con men in this big global operation.
The results of Operation Global Con have been dramatic, with 565 arrests both here and abroad.
At today's press conference, Gonzalez and Federal Trade Commission Chair Deborah Platt-Majoras described the kinds of people that have been arrested and prosecuted.
Fraudulent telemarketers, spammers, and con artists who, defying national boundaries, strike from anywhere in the world and prey on our U.S. consumers.
The 565 people arrested in Operation Global Con were not part of one huge scam operation. They represent a whole bunch of unaffiliated teams. One, based in Venezuela and Guatemala, fraudulently offered credit cards for a fee to Spanish-speaking Americans. Another, based in Toronto, Canada, sold fake business directory listings. A third, in Costa Rica, sold fake beverage business opportunities to Americans. Postmaster General John Potter said that by arresting all these different scam artists, this operation represents a turning point in international crime.
Operation Global Con is a reversal of fortune for international swindlers.
Audrey Lanford runs Scam Busters, an anti-scam newsletter. She says that Operation Global Con is being dramatically oversold. 565 arrests are great, she says.
But clearly this is a drop in the bucket in terms of where internet scams are.
She says she gets 1,000 emails a week from new victims of scams, and the 1,000 who email her are clearly a tiny fraction of scam victims nation and worldwide. She says the one thing she hears most often is that scam victims are frustrated by the lack of response from federal authorities.
Because it's very discouraging to people when they've been scammed, they report it, and literally, they never hear a word. Nothing happens.
Lanford says that billions of dollars are lost every year to countless tens of thousands of scam artists around the world. The scammers, she says, are winning. Adam Davidson, NPR News.